What will Slavik look like in Bethel, and do people come from surrounding areas to celebrate it? You mentioned when we were just talking casually earlier that, you know, there's not always priests in every community, but people still uphold the tradition of Slavik. So could you kind of talk about that?
There's like at least over 100 parishes. Parishes don't all have priests. And so these people who were taught by the priests, by the church leaders, by the staristas, by the elders of the church, they are taught on what to do, what to sing. And so, you know, these are traditions that we uphold. Not only will they stay in their place and their parish and their village, but some other places in different regions of Alaska, they'll kind of go to every house who accepts them, and they would sing and proclaim Christ is born and spreading the good word. And then sometimes in some villages, like in my hometown, we would go to another village, and this would happen for 6 days, you know, and we sing songs vocally, and there's no instruments being played. It's just all of our voices. Yes, once the singing is done, there's a prayer said to bless the food, if there's any, and people eat, you know, because it is a festivity, and, you know, giving gifts is a big part of our tradition as well.
So what is your favorite song to sing during Slavik, or what song in particular, and can we ask for a sample?
There's one that I always like to sing, even when I'm by myself, because I do a lot of singing myself, you know, and Christ is born, exalt him, Christ from heaven, go to meet him, Christ on earth, be lifted up, sing unto the Lord, all the whole earth, and praise him with songs with joy, all ye people, for he hath glorified himself.
There you go. What is your favorite Slavic memory, or do you have one time you're celebrating it that stands out above all others, and if so, can you kind of walk us through that story?
One particular story, when I first met my wife, I had gone to her village, and this was my first time ever experiencing Slavic tradition up here in the Kuskokwim. And my wife, at the time, my girlfriend, she was explaining to me how they do Slavic, and so I was kind of picturing it in my head. But, you know, once you go to a place and you have a different picture, it's totally different from how you think of it would be. And so we end up having Christmas at her hometown, and we had Divine Liturgy. We went to one of the houses, and there was no priest at the time. I was a subdeacon, actually. And they all looked at me and said, "Will you bless the food?" Like, okay, I'm not a priest, but I'll give the blessing, sure. Well, I went in there, but I didn't realize I would get stuck by the table, by the food table, where they have all the food and things like that. Because when people go into a house, it's packed. It's shoulder to shoulder, chest to back. That's how packed a house can get. And so I was making my way over towards the table to say the prayer. And once the prayer was done, everybody sat down right where they were standing. And I could not move. My wife now, she was just looking at me. I told you, I told you, I told you.